Blackie had an argument with a boxer whom he accused of being fixed. Later, at the fighter's victory party, the fighter is found dead. Blackie is the last person who saw him alive. And so Inspector Faraday has arrested Blackie on suspicion of murder. As we return to our story, Blackie is at police headquarters getting the third degree.
How would you like a nice, tall, cool glass of water, Blackie? Chock full of ice.
Well, Faraday, that'd be great.
Well, you're not going to get it.
Thanks.
What's the matter, Blackie? The lights hurt your eyes?
They are a little bright, Faraday, which is more than I can say for you.
You want me to turn them down a little, sweetheart?
Want to turn them out? It's cozier that way. Go on, turn them down, please, Inspector.
All right. Hey, Matthews, turn the lights up as bright as they'll go.
Why, it's brighter, Inspector.
Faraday, you're a great guy when you've got your playmate with you. Let me get in a room alone with you, and maybe we'll get somewhere.
Come on, Blackie. Talk.
Sure, Inspector. About what?
About Bob Johnson's death.
About Bob Johnson's killer, you mean, don't you?
Sure. Go ahead, Blackie. Talk about yourself. That always makes you happy.
Sure it does, but seeing you takes the fun away.
Look, talk, will you? I don't have all night.
I've got nowhere to go.
I don't care what you have. All I'm interested in is what I have.
I've never noticed that you had much of anything.
Oh, I got plenty now. You, on a charge of murder, with a motive, proof that you were at the scene of the crime, and a witness who swears you were the last person to see the dead man alive.
Same tired old Faraday, same tired old speech.
Come on, Blackie, talk. And this time make it about the murder.
Okay, there was a murder. Bob Johnson got killed. Now what, Inspector?
Look, no more wisecracks, you. You're in a jam.
And you're in a blizzard, as usual.
Yeah, maybe. Only nobody ever got the electric chair for being confused. And you're headed for the electric chair, Blackie.
Oh, Faraday, stop, will you? You don't have a thing on me.
Oh, no? Get this set up. A crooked boxer, an important fight, heavy betting, a penthouse party. Well, all it needs now to make it perfect is a beautiful blonde. Go see who's at the door, Matthews.
Sure, Inspector.
If it's the blonde, see if she can get a friend for Faraday here.
Blackie, you're supposed to be getting the third degree.
Oh, so this is the third degree. Well, I'm glad you told me. What time do I crack up and confess?
Inspector Faraday.
What is it, Matthews?
Inspector Faraday, there's a blonde dame outside who says she knows something about Blackie and the Bob Johnson murder.
The picture's perfect now, Faraday. Here's the blonde that was missing.
Quiet, Blackie. Go bring her in, Matthews.
Right away, Inspector, right away.
Well, Inspector?
What do you mean, well?
Are you going to let me go?
Are you crazy?
No, you are. You're so excited about getting me on the spot that you haven't given yourself time to think about who really might have killed Bob Johnson.
I know who killed him. You.
What about Hollister's manager?
Well, what about him?
He bet his shirt on Hollister to beat Johnson. Hollister lost.
So what?
So maybe that was the last shirt Hollister's manager had. He might have killed Johnson on account of it.
Yeah?
And there's Edward, there's a gambler. Johnson may have cost him a fortune by winning.
So what?
So there's still another possibility. Hollister himself. Maybe he made a deal with Johnson for the champ to let him win the fight and Johnson double-crossed him.
Sure, sure. So they're suspects, too. But you're the murderer.
Inspector Faraday and his one crack mind. I heard the fight was fixed. I don't know who fixed it, but somebody double-crossed somebody else, and that's why Johnson's dead.
Here's the dame who wants to see you, Inspector.
Thanks, Matthews. Come in, young lady.
Thanks.
You wait outside, Matthews.
Sure.
Who are you, miss?
This is Carolyn Smith, Bob Johnson's girlfriend.
You were at the party when I arrested Blackie here.
But I think you made a terrible mistake, Inspector.
So I made a mistake, huh?
She doesn't know you very well, Faraday. She thinks that's new.
Quiet, Blackie.
Honestly, Inspector, I'm sure Blackie didn't kill Bob.
I suppose you know exactly who did.
No, but I know who might have.
Who?
Edward, the gambler.
What makes you think that?
Well, I know he made a deal with Bob to throw the fight in the sixth round. And I was with Edward, listening to the radio, when Bob won the fight in the fifth. Edward said then that he was going to take care of Bob.
And take care, in this case, didn't mean to provide for his old age, Faraday. It meant to make sure he didn't have one.
I know what it means, Blackie. I'm going out to see this guy, Edward.
Hey, what about me? Don't tell me I'm not a suspect any longer.
You? I never thought you were. But I thought you knew plenty about this case.
Well, in that case, I'll go out and see Edwards, too.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
Hey, Matthews! Matthews!
Yeah, Inspector?
Keep Blackie here for 30 minutes. Then let him go.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget, 30 minutes.
I'll watch him.
What's that precaution for, Inspector?
So I can be sure to get to Edwards before you do. This is one case I'm going to handle myself.
Well, after you get through handling it, Inspector, come to me and I'll solve it for you.
Yeah, I need you like I need another arm. Yeah, I could use another arm something. No, I'm not.
Say, thanks for coming to my rescue, Miss Smith.
Can I help it if I like you?
You like me enough to lie about it?
Sure. Only I wasn't lying. It was the truth. Bob Johnson told me Edwards had warned him he'd have to take a dive in the six or else. Doesn't that make Edwards the most obvious suspect?
Of course it does. And that's why I don't think he killed Bob at all.
Then who did?
Well, it's Hollister, the loser. He had a great motive. Revenge. But the person with the least motive of all would be Hollister's manager, Joe Beckley.
I know where Mr. Beckley lives. Do you want to go to see him?
No, I don't want to, but if I'm going to find a killer for Faraday, I've got a hunch I'll have to. Miss Smith, you're sure this is where Beckley lives?
This is where he lived yesterday, the last time I saw him.
Funny, he doesn't answer. Let's try the door, huh?
It's open.
Yes, more or less. Let's make it still more.
Dark.
I think a little light will take care of that. The switch should be here at the side of the door. And it is. There. Don't faint, Miss Smith. A dead man never hurt anyone.
But Mr. Beckley.
Well, there goes my little theory. Don't touch anything while I look at the body. Dead only a few minutes.
All your theories are wrong, Blackie.
Faraday. This case has enough complications without you here. Miss Smith can tell you I didn't kill this guy. He was here.
I know he was dead when you found him, Blackie. I've been here for the last 3 minutes.
Didn't you get to see Edwards?
Sure, I saw him.
When?
I left him about 15 minutes ago.
How long were you with him?
Half an hour, maybe. Now, I got a hunch he killed Johnson. But I can't arrest people on hunches.
Not people, only me. But don't bother to arrest Edwards Faraday. He's innocent.
Yeah, I suppose you know who killed Johnson and this guy Beckley here.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Well, please, Blackie. Please don't look at me.
I can't help it, beautiful. Because you have a lot more to do with the solution of this case than meets the eye.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Hollister.
Hi, Sharon. Come in.
So you're packing. Going anywhere?
Yeah.
Well, I got here just in time, didn't I?
In time for what?
You think I'm dumb, don't you?
I never gave you a thought of any kind. What do you want?
I want money, Hollister.
Who doesn't?
Look, I know the whole story, and I want to be paid to keep quiet.
What whole story are you talking about?
Why you killed Bob Johnson and your manager.
You're crazy.
You want to hear how crazy I am?
Why should I kill anybody, much less Johnson and Beckley?
Now, look. Bob didn't hit you in the fifth round. Not hard enough to knock you out, that is. I know he didn't, and he knew he didn't. You went down in the fifth because you had a lot of money bet on Bob to win in the fifth.
Yeah? And if Bob won the fight, I won a lot of dough. Why should I kill him?
Because Bob knew he hadn't hit you with a knockout punch, and he wanted a cut of your winnings, or he'd go to the authorities.
So,
sometime during a party at his apartment, you killed him. And you killed your manager for the same reason. He saw that Bob hadn't hit you hard enough to knock you down. He bet everything he had on you, and he wanted a cut of your winnings, or he'd go to the boxing commission, too.
Smart, aren't you?
Now, I want some money, Hollister. Just enough to get me out of town. And keep me out.
Or,
if I stay around town, I might meet somebody who wants to know what I know. And I might start talking.
Look, you little blackmailing. It's my business to knock people around. Just because you're a dame.
You let go
listen,
of me!
You're not smart enough to figure this out for yourself. Who did it for you?
No one, no one!
Talk, you were a freak!
You're hating me, please!
Who figured this out for you, huh? Want to get hit again?
No!
Who figured that I killed Johnson and Beckley?
Blackie!
Who?
Boston Blackie!
Take somebody that smart. You might have known. Where can I find
him? No, please, let go of me!
Where can I find Blackie?
He's outside in the hall.
Well, I'll take care of him.
Miss
you stay just where you are.
Oh, please! Please don't do anything!
Shut up! Snooping at the keyhole, huh, Blackie?
Thanks for talking so loud, Hollister.
You're not going to be able to tell anybody what you have.
Oh, you're not fair, Hollister. You didn't give me a chance to get my gun.
One good punch in the right face.
Should what, Hollister?
Put you to sleep.
I'm not that tired. But you're going to be.
sleep.
Blackie. Oh, killer.
Blackie, are you all right?
All right, Carolyn. And my left isn't bad either. Hollister's on the floor.
What did you hit him with?
My hands. I threw a right at him. Now I'll drag him down to headquarters and watch Faraday throw the book at him. Well, Faraday, did you get a confession from Hollister?
Yeah, but no thanks to you.
No, 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 of course not. But you might thank Carolyn Smith. I told her to go to Hollister and pretend she knew the whole story.
How did you ever guess he killed Bob Johnson and Beckley?
I didn't guess Carolyn until after we found Beckley murdered. Up until then, I thought Edwards had killed Johnson for not going down for the count in the sixth round. I know a lot of fighters, Carolyn, and they're all clean-living kids. It's a good thing for the game that they're... aren't many characters like Hollister and Johnson.
Say, what swung you to Hollister as the murderer, Blanky?
The fact that you'd just come from seeing Edwards. Beckley had been dead for only a few minutes, so Edwards couldn't possibly have killed him. You see, I was sure Johnson and Beckley were killed by the same man for the same reason.
Well, from now on, Blackie, I'm certainly going to believe it when I hear that you solved most of the police cases in this town.
He solves them? Whatever gave anybody that idea?
Oh, well, that isn't true, Carolyn. I don't solve all the police cases in this town, only the ones that Faraday works on.